from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Please join us in this prayer of love to the Holy Family for the fourth week of Advent. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, in you we contemplate the splendor of true love. To you we turn with trust. Holy Family of Nazareth, grant that our families too may be places of communion and prayer, authentic schools of the gospel, and small domestic churches. Holy Family of Nazareth, may families never again experience violence, rejection, and division. May all who have been hurt or scandalized find ready comfort and healing. Holy Family of Nazareth, make us once more mindful of the sacredness and inviolability of the family and its beauty in God's plan. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, graciously hear our prayer. Amen.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Hank Van Myl. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from an anonymous donor from Ottawa, Ontario. This Mass is offered in loving memory of her parents and her sister, Litwin Redmond, in thanksgiving for many blessings received, and for the spiritual, mental, and physical well-being of all her relatives and friends. We know that this television Mass brings meaning to the lives of tens of thousands of Canadians across our land, and they join with me in thanking our donor for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And as we have placed ourselves before the Lord in these last few days before Christmas, again recalling that we're weak, that we need God's guidance at every step we take. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
And let us pray. O God, who seeing the human race fallen into death, willed to redeem it by the coming of your only begotten Son, grant, we pray, that those who confess his incarnation with humble fervor may merit his company at their Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the first book of Samuel. When Hannah had weaned her son Samuel, she took him up with her, along with a three-year-old bull, a measure of flour, and a skin of wine. She brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh, and the child was young. Then they slaughtered the bull, and they brought the child to Eli. And Hannah said, "O my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who was standing here in your presence, praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me the petition that I made to him. Therefore, I have lent this child to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is given to the Lord." Hannah left Samuel there for the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Exalts in the Lord, my strength.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, Mary set out to visit Elizabeth. After hearing her greeting, Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. God's mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away. The Lord has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months, then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We have the beautiful Magnificat, the Song of Mary, and in our canticle is also another song of a woman, Hannah, and "My heart rejoices in God my Savior." It's called the Song of Reversal. One who was down, who was neglected, and who was nothing in society has triumphed in a sense. In Hannah's case, she was looked up down on because she was barren. She could not conceive. And then finally, through the Lord's intercession, she conceives and carries Samuel. Samuel, a very important figure, who was the last of the judges and kind of intermediate to the, when we moved to the monarchical society with Samuel or Saul being the king. And it's such a dramatic story about Hannah, how she conceived and how she became the mother, the one who was barren. And in that society, not in our society, but in that society, a woman who could not carry a child was looked up on no more than useless, like a dog. She had no status in her society. And then she conceived, and most of all, after she conceived and she weaned the child, she gave it back to God. Can you imagine, finally after all these years, a mother conceives a child, weans it, and out of gratitude, she gives it back to God. God used his son according to your desire. And so Samuel lived at the temple and became one of the great figures. But just that act of love and trust. It's unbelievable. But she did. This time of year, especially around Christmas, of course, our focus is on Jesus, the God incarnate in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. But it's also a focus on motherhood. And motherhood is so important, and we often underestimate it. The vocation of mothers and grandmothers. And actually, in December, we have different feasts of motherhood. December the 8th is, of course, Immaculate Conception of Mary. Mary, who is born without original sin. December 12th, we had Our Lady of Guadalupe. And on December 30th, in the octave of Christmas, we will have the Holy Family of Jesus celebrating again Mary, Joseph, and of course Jesus, the child Jesus, the ideal family. And they are an ideal to live up to. But an ideal to live up to for mothers, grandmothers, but also fathers. To how can I be a loving parent? How can I be a loving parent and give my child the best? Sometimes I'm invited to take confessions, especially in Lent and Advent at schools and so on. And it's interesting, as I see different children for confession, or teenagers for confession. The moment I see them and they open up their mouth, I know already if they came from a nurturing family or they did not come from a nurturing family. Thus, if they have respect, a nurturing family where there's love, but also loving discipline, which is so much lacking in our society. Loving correction for a child that they grow up as productive adults in society, members of society who really build the world. And I see this, it's interesting how we can see this already early on, what kind of parents a child has. Of course, there are exceptions, of course, but generally you can see where those children are going to go in the future. But so often, even if you are a parent and your child has not turned out exactly the way it should be, there's always hope, because the vocation of a parent never stops. Of course, the vocation of a parent is a baby. It's very simple. It's this loving nurturing. And I always have this image in my mind of a baby at the breast. It's also my spiritual life. I'm no more than a baby at the breast of God. But of course, as the child grows, that the child is encouraged to grow, to study, to be active in society. But also, as the child becomes an adult, to have let the child go, not to always dominate the child, giving the child a chance to flourish. And as the generations go, the vocation of a parent changes. The vocation of an adult parent is different than the vocation of a little child. But as the generations go on, the vocation of a mother, of a grandmother, the vocation of a grandfather, it's so often overlooked. And it's such an important vocation. If you are one of those grandmothers or grandfathers, don't underestimate your vocation. To be having that loving presence to your grandchildren, it is so important. So often young families, parents, are so busy working, trying to make a living, paying the mortgage and all of that. And so the stability of a grandparent can have a great influence on our families. And it's something to pray with, especially this time of year, to be that ever-loving presence. And often I use the image, especially with people, mothers and fathers who come and see me, the image of the prodigal son, the father in the prodigal son, who, and many of us know the story, but the father who does not scold, who does not correct, but he always loves, just to be that loving presence. And that is our calling, especially as parents. And it's something to pray with as we enter the Christmas season. Amen. So let us bring our prayers before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we offer our community prayer for all of those in our daily TV Mass prayer intention book during this Advent season. We ask our Blessed Mother to intercede with her Son on behalf of those searching for hope, joy, and love as we prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all those who are suffering with the disease of addiction. May they be consoled by Mary's Son, Jesus Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for the tens of millions of refugees who have no stable place they can call home. May generous heart come forward to assist them in their journey. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, help us prepare to celebrate Christmas by contemplating Mary and Joseph. Mary, the woman full of grace. Joseph, the faithful and just man. They chose to be filled with hope, joy, and love, rather than listen to the voices of doubt and human pride. With them, let us walk together towards Bethlehem. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
The humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquities. Cleanse me of my sins. Thank you. Pray, my sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept this sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Trusting in your compassion, O Lord, we come eagerly with our offerings to your sacred altar, that through the purifying action of your grace, we may be cleansed by the very mysteries we serve. Through Christ, O Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ, O Lord. For all the oracles of the prophets foretold him, the Virgin Mother longed for him with loving beyond all telling. John the Baptist sang of his coming and proclaimed his presence when he came. It is by his gift that already we rejoice all the mysteries of his nativity, so that he may find us watchful in prayer and exultant in his praise. And so, with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the host and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving you thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Thomas our Bishop, the order of bishops, the clergy, and the entire people you have called your own. Remember also our sisters and brothers who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
And at the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses, as we forgive those and lead us not into temptation. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power,
and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant our peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Take away the sins of the world. Have mercy.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. May the blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
And let us pray. May the reception of your sacrament strengthen us, O Lord, so that we may go out to meet our Savior with worthy deeds when he comes and merit the rewards of the blessing through Christ. O Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donor for the gift of this Mass.